With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump kicked off America's 250th anniversary in Iowa last night and is getting ready to sign his tax and spending legislation this afternoon. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports Republicans overcame multiple setbacks to approve the president's signature second-term policy package.
President Trump telling reporters,
"It's going to make this country into a rocket ship."
Congressman Chip Roy was one of the reluctant GOP deficit hawks.
"I would have liked to have gotten more, let's be clear, but it's a good bill overall in terms of what it does on tax policy, spending."
"Obviously, it's a big deal."
Democratic Representative Benny Thompson.
"But when people start getting kicked out of nursing homes and things like that, that's when you're going to feel it."
President Trump's planning a 4th of July signing ceremony. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A strike by French air traffic controllers disrupting travel. About 40% of flights at Paris airports are canceled, along with half of flights in Nice, 30% of flights in Marseille, Lyon, and some other cities. The strike has affected tens of thousands of passengers during the busy summer travel season. China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand when it comes to the country's electric vehicle market.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And there's no trading on Wall Street today. The markets are closed in observance of Independence Day, July 4th. This is SRN News. A new poll charts attitudes about transgenderism among America's religious people.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 91% of white evangelicals say a man cannot turn into a woman and a woman cannot turn into a man. 79% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 71% of black Protestants, 68% of white mainline Protestants, and 69% of white Catholics. However, a majority of Jewish Americans and the religiously unaffiliated believe a person can change their gender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's government is proposing a registration system that would recognize same-sex partnerships formed overseas, granting such couples more rights in the city. In a document submitted to the legislature, the government says the system would allow registration for gay couples who have married, form civil partnerships, or civil unions overseas. This is SRN News. As millions of Americans prepare to celebrate the 4th of July holiday weekend, authorities across the country are on alert for potential lone wolf attacks.
Ongoing global conflicts, as well as possible copycats, have prompted notice from federal law enforcement agencies urging the public to stay vigilant. Federal agencies across the country are telling people to be aware, with the most concern about a lone wolf-style attack during this 4th of July holiday weekend. With the holiday falling on Friday, a lot of folks have taken time off already. Officials emphasize there are currently no specific credible threats, and they're just asking people to stay vigilant, and if they see something, say something. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Dr. Joseph Giordano, a surgeon who played a central role in saving President Ronald Reagan's life after an assassination attempt in 1981, has died. He was 84. Giordano was in charge of George Washington University's hospital trauma teams that treated Reagan. More details at SRNnews.com.